Welcome to the Hella Meditated Podcast with Joe Clements. Let's go. What is up, y'all? And welcome you to the Hella Meditated Podcast. My name's Joe Clements. And thank you for tuning in. Today I wanted to offer a little practice that's inspired by a teaching from the Buddhist monk Ajahn Chah from the Theravadan tradition. In the teaching, the practice is the clear forest pool. Ajahn Chah writes, "Try to be mindful and let things take their natural course. Then your mind will become still in any surroundings, like a clear forest pool. And all kinds of wonderful, rare animals will come to drink at that pool. And you will clearly see the nature of all things. You will see many strange and wonderful things come and go. But you will be still. This is the happiness of the Buddha." Lately, there's a few things that I just want to kind of suss out. So try to be mindful. I don't like that word in particular, try. I don't think we need to try to be mindful. I mean, there's effort, but we can be just mindful. And we let things take their course. The other thing is, this is the happiness of the Buddha. Maybe, I don't know. But this is where I have found happiness. So I'm going to break this down in kind of my practical sense. Because I like to be, I'm kind of creative in some ways, and I use my imagination a lot. So, you know, I like that image of the clear forest pool, and I have found that. That, you know, we bring our awareness to what's happening in this moment. And there's thoughts, there's emotions that are happening, for sure. But what else is happening is that we experience life through our senses. We hear, we taste, we smell, we see, touch. And we continue to bring our awareness back to the senses over and over. Just kind of exploring. And maybe we can find a place to rest. And the rest part is the concentration meditation. Maybe we can rest and just get concentrated on the sensations of the feet, the sensations of the body resting in the seat, the cushion. We hear the sounds, smell, taste, seeing. Over and over, and every time the mind is coming up with critique, judgment, opinions, we just return. And over time, with patience, the mind will settle. It will settle. And you can rest. Does a lot for the nervous system, bringing our awareness to the senses. Gets into that mammalian, that's a weird word to say, part of our brain. The fight, flight, or freeze, it relaxes that part of the brain. But I love this part where we calm, you know, even visualizing that, right? Clear forest pool. The mind is calming. Maybe there's some ripples, but it's not white caps, you know, and it'll settle. It could be even murky, you know, the mind gets murky, and that will settle. You know, and that's cool. But it doesn't mean that experience still isn't happening. There's still opinions, there's still preferences, there's still thoughts and emotions, fascinating creatures. So even picturing these fascinating creatures like animals coming to drink from the heart pool. There's fear. Maybe it's a lion of fear coming to drink. Ooh. You see it, you feel it. But I don't know about you, but I think about trying to shoo away a lion, tiger. The thing's probably not going to go away. It's probably going to attack. So the same thing when we experience fear. We don't try to push it away. We let it be here. What are the sensations of fear? Get curious. You know, you see a lion in the wild, and if you just kind of witness it, it's beautiful, majestic, powerful. You know, so what is fear telling us right now? There's a healthy sense of fear when we can just see it, let it drink. And over time, when it gets its fill, it does its thing, it'll go on its way. And we get to rest on the shore. Our direct experience, the feet, the seat, the sounds, the breath, and here's fear. Let it drink. Same thing with joy, happiness. Picturing the deer or an antelope coming to drink. Fear, joy, happiness. You ever try to lure a deer in and try to pet it? It's fleeting. It'll run away most of the time. So we get to experience joy. We get to experience the deer. We watch it. Again, majestic, beautiful, serene, and a little bit on high alert. But we let it drink and we watch. This is joy. How does joy feel? How does happiness feel? Without trying to grab it and hold on to it. We let it drink and go on its way. So when I reflect on this teaching, on this writing, I reflect on the emotions that arise in our practice. I know we come into practice wanting to get rid of sometimes, or cling on to sometimes, and there's the suffering, right? So this practice kind of gives us this visual, this clear forest pool, something to work with. If you have an imagination that, you know, you're visual, you can use that, or just kind of reflect on that, contemplate it. How's it sound to you? How's it relate to your practice? Because we don't get to get rid of emotions. That would suck. Really. But what we can do is have a different relationship with these emotions, a different relationship with the thoughts, and how we establish a healthy relationship is by paying attention, being aware, being curious, kind, compassionate. So, yeah, that's my breakdown. And maybe that works for you. Maybe it's supportive. Check it out. Try it on. And I'll offer a little meditation. We'll bring in this metaphor, you know, working with some of the emotions that arise and just naming it, being playful with it. Be curious. Watch yourself pushing away, trying to shoo away the fear, trying to grab on to the joy. And it's not a mistake. Doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong. Don't need to critique it or judge it. It's part of this human experience, this experiment, if you will. Investigate. All right. I hope you enjoy. Feel free to leave a comment, give this podcast a like, share it. And always your contributions are greatly appreciated. So there's a donate button if you'd like to help support me. This is my livelihood, is offering meditation, mindfulness, and emotional awareness support to people. So thank you. Finding a posture that's supportive, that's good enough, a way that you can just rest and be curious, not too rigid, not too soft, or if you want to be soft, you can be soft, you know, just finding this balance, eyes open or closed, whatever feels supportive in this moment, maybe even leaving the eyes open for a moment and just gently, gently closing the eyes. And see if you can begin the practice of letting go. And we could begin by just letting go of even the thought that I am meditating. And all we're doing right now is just bringing awareness to what is alive in this moment. Maybe we're searching for that fascinating creature already, you know, or trying to get that clear forest pool to be really clear and settled. Maybe they're just random thoughts and emotions that are present. That's okay. No part of you is not welcome here. Every part of you can be here. And what we can do in this practice can encourage us to do is to maybe not give those emotions and those thoughts all the attention right now. We've given them a lot of attention. And how we can do that is by gently bringing our awareness to the senses. So maybe just starting with the way the feet feel on the floor, these points of contact. The way this body is touching the seat, the cushion, how the back's being supported or the spine is stable, just contacting each invertebra into the sit bones. So back half of the body. Noticing the way the air is touching your skin, the front half of the body. Different temperatures from the front to the back. Maybe even noticing if there's some tension still in the body. Inviting those places to soften, the belly, chest, the shoulders, the face. Noticing these sounds coming and going. Taste and smell. Seeing, even with your eyes closed, there can be some shapes or colors, some mental images left over from a thought. And in the middle of this human experience is this dear old friend, the breath, just breathing. So you just notice. Notice where we feel the breath coming in and going out. No effort needed here. Of course, there's still thoughts, there's still emotions. Doesn't mean you're doing it wrong or some kind of mistake. It's actually an opportunity. An opportunity to practice returning, naming the thought, naming just thinking, naming feeling. Planning, remembering, and then returning to the feet, the seat, the sounds, or the breath. And allowing yourself to rest, if only for a moment. Before the next thought takes you away, remembering that that's just an opportunity. An opportunity to welcome yourself back and rest on the shore of your direct experience. The feet, the seat, the sounds, the breath. You get to choose. And this is good enough. The simplicity of the practice, really. It doesn't make it easy, but it's really simple. Suggestions to come back. Giving yourself permission to rest. Letting yourself be held. This effortlessness, the body being held in the seat. And the earth holds you, gravity support you. The effortlessness of this breath, just breathing. The sounds coming and going. Maybe you want to bring in that imagery using the imagination of just noticing that clear forest pool if it's settling a little bit. Or is it still a little murky and choppy? That's okay. That's just a reminder to come back to the feet, the seat, the sounds, the breath. That's all. Maybe you're starting to notice as well as what fascinating creatures are coming to drink. Is there fear, worry, joy? Maybe a picture of the animal that symbolizes that drinking from the other side of this lake, pool of water, while you get to rest. The other side of the shore, on your feet, the seat, the sounds, your awareness, allowing this emotion to be here, being curious. What does it feel like? Is there some swirling, tingling pressure? Noticing what creatures come and go. All on their own, noticing when these sensations move. And if they don't, that's okay. Remember the feet, the seat, the sounds, the breath. Seeing whatever brings you back. What's your relationship to this emotion? Is there a hating, not wanting? Of course. Wanting to figure out. What's to be learned from this emotion? Is there regret, guilt? Is it attached? Can we learn? Set new intentions? Behavior that we want to let go of? The way we speak to ourselves. If there's joy and happiness that arise, notice that too. What does joy feel like? What does pleasure feel like? Just notice what it feels like in the body without clinging to the story. That's the hard part. Maybe you can even bring to mind something that brings you joy or happiness, gratitude. What does that feel like? It could even be a flavor of clinging to this that brings some discomfort. But can you just stay with the first feeling of joy, appreciation, gratitude. And And you get to do this however you want. You can play with this imagery or just rest for a few moments of silence. Just gently bringing your awareness back to that place that you've come familiar with. And sometimes we refer to as the anchor, the coming home place, the breath, the feet, the seat, the sounds, something you see. Letting go of the imagery. You're still holding on to that. And just check in with yourself now. Notice any shift in your experience. Notice any goodness or appreciation. Maybe it's been cultivated from your practice tonight. Maybe just having some appreciation for everybody that showed up tonight, made this group possible. Picturing the little squares in your mind. Sending appreciation, gratitude. Then also including yourself in this appreciation. Sending yourself some appreciation for showing up tonight. such a radical act of kindness here, just to give yourself this attention. So many other things you could be doing right now. Just taking a moment now to just let any of this goodness that's been cultivated from our group just ripple out. Imagining it rippling out from your heart, like ripples in a lake. This goodness of our practice, connecting with our families, our friends, our communities. Rippling out in front of you, behind you, above, below, side to side, radiating out. This goodness connect with all beings. This practice be for the benefit of all beings. Especially those suffering at the hands of oppression and violence. I'm going to cover this whole world. May we all experience peace. May we all experience ease. May we all truly find liberation, inward and outward. As I ring the bell in a moment, just take your time, slowly bring in your awareness to this outer world. It's no rush.
Thanks for listening to the Hella Meditated podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Stay up, stay true, be you.
Yeah.
Yeah.